Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here's McDavid. Out for Nugent Hopkins. Out of the point, Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins with it. Here's McDavid.
You can't put a number on it. He's invaluable. So many good things. Clutch, face-offs, you name it, he does it. Doesn't get enough respect or credit for his defensive abilities. He's dug in. There's many better, maybe nobody better.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody, happy Thursday. A hearty thank you to Leon Draisaitl, because I don't know about you guys, I was 31 seconds away from a big decision.
Yeah?
Going to bed.
Going to bed.
Did you stay up? Did you see it?
I fell asleep during it.
Okay.
So I didn't even make the decision, really. My body made the decision for me.
Okay.
Like, you're going to sleep.
You fell asleep.
This could be triple overtime. Don't even bother.
Owen, Evan, I thought the same thing. Like, boy, it's late, and we get up early. That alarm rings early. And I'm like, oh, see the period out. We guys up?
I was up. I watched it. I was so thankful that he scored before it went to another intermission, because I was 100% passing out as soon as the game turned off.
Yeah.
I almost fell asleep during every commercial of overtime.
Yeah. Less than a minute to go in overtime?
31 seconds.
31 seconds.
I was overtired through this week, so I didn't even watch the game, unfortunately.
All right. Well, 31 seconds left in overtime, and Draisaitl wins it. And I did not have to make a tough decision. The decision would have been go to bed.
Yeah, you also should thank Thomas Nosek for putting the puck out of play and allowing a power play that felt... I mean, who was it? Was it Wallman who got in his face after he put the puck out of play? An Oiler comes over to him and is laughing in his face.
Good.
Like, you just lost it, buddy. Game over.
Yeah.
And then, sure enough, you got to score after you do that. And sure enough, they did, which... You know, you got McDavid and Draisaitl, especially when you get down to a 2-on-1 in the low end. That's going to be a goal 9 times out of 10. I feel like
I will. I'll make the case. I think here's your take of the morning. We're going to fire a take out right away. I think puck over the glass is among the best things the NHL has done in the last 20 years.
Yeah,
the best. It is.
It's the only call that really isn't subjective on some level.
That's a big part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not subjective. They don't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they don't miss it. And if you were to be, for anybody that kind of grows up watching the game in this era, maybe you're 20 years old. Oh, yeah, you used to be able to just flip the puck into the crowd.
Yeah.
When you say it
would
after.
How often would people do that, though?
Oh, as many times players as they wanted to.
And they would do it?
Sure.
It would happen?
Yeah, sure. You could just flip it. It didn't matter if it was off the glass. Oh, there's a crazy play, and we're just, especially like a moment like that, where I know it's an accident, but so is a high stick. And they'll call that sometimes. You're careless with your stick. You don't mean to get the guy, but you will. So there are plenty of careless penalties where you don't intend to break the rules. But, man, think of all the goals that have been created. You can't even do it. It's like the stat about, I like to reference the stat where $1 billion of industry is lost by March Madness. March Madness existing means people don't work that day. And all these goals, thousands of goals over the last 20 years on power plays because defenders rip it over the glass. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I know that is, I don't know if it's a sensitive subject anymore. Of course, it happened to the Sabres in the Carolina series.
I was going to say, one of those 1,000 goals was one that I'd like to have back.
Was it Brian Campbell over the glass?
Uh-huh.
And what goal was that in Game 7?
Is that the one that's sitting between Rory Fitzpatrick's feet for 18 seconds?
So to put them up 2-1 in that game? Or I've kind of blocked out Game 7. The Sabres had it.
Me too.
Maybe it's 3-2 because the Sabres had two goals in that game.
Right, dare I pull up the box score?
Pull up the box score. Let's go back in time. Half the reason I don't remember that game is because I was so out of my element. I went to Cozumel, which, again, was a great place to go, but not the right place for Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final. I don't know why I was there instead of, you know.
Why were you in Cozumel?
At Cozumel, the bar.
Cozumel. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Sorry. Okay, yeah. Right. Rod Brind'Amour power play goal, 11:22 of the third period.
To take what? A 3-2 lead?
A 3-2 lead.
Okay.
So it was a tie game, less than 10 minutes to go in the third period. Bang. Puck over the glass.
Yep. Over the glass. Sorry. I didn't sit here and think that Brian Campbell was some sort of villain. I know that it can happen.
So the one thing that was a little different back then, though, and like last night, I'll pull up the box score to last night, too. When was the last penalty called? How much time had passed between that, the last penalty that was called in the game and the puck over the glass call last night? Like, there hadn't been a power play by anybody for a while,
30
right?
minutes?
At least.
Okay.
So, yeah, looking at the summary for last night, let's see. Last night, that's the puck over the glass with 18:17 of overtime. The last penalty before that was 1:13 to go in the second period. So you'd played almost two full periods without any penalty.
Because they won't call them.
Right. 05:06, they were calling penalties. So Campbell puts the puck over the glass. Brind'Amour scores at 11:22. 3 minutes later, Justin Williams gets called for a tripping penalty. So the Sabres get a power play 3 minutes later. Very different now where I feel like that's the only call that's getting made.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Late in a playoff game, puck over glass is the only thing. At least back in 06, you would have had other calls made.
I feel like sometimes they'll call too many men. Sometimes.
It's got to be pretty
a really bad case, but
yeah.
Sometimes they'll call too many men. But I'm glad. I'm glad they called that penalty. I'm glad that game ended with 31 seconds left. Everything about it was everything we needed. And McDavid in this game, he didn't score. He had a couple points, right?
Yeah.
And he was a difference maker, of course. I mean, he made two incredible primary assists in this game. But he was not exactly God mode in that he didn't score. He had a couple of, you know, incredible chances.
He had a great assist.
He got a great assist. Stuart Skinner was great in this game. It was everything you thought it would be, I guess. It was a great game one. If this series didn't have you before, maybe you watched some last night and it has you now. I mean, I thought it was a great game one. And I thought Edmonton looked like the better team the whole time. I mean, Edmonton controlled the game pretty much the entire game.
There was a stretch in the second where Florida took over, but that wasn't, I mean, it might have been 5 to 8 minutes at most. I felt like almost the entirety of the rest of the game was the Oilers, that they were buzzing around. They look like the faster team, and the Panthers are going to try to wear them down, right? And they're going to try to bump them at every turn and slow them down. They really, their game plan on McDavid is so clear. It's not right there in front of you. I mean, it is, but you're always watching the puck. I would just advise anyone watching these games, just for like a minute, the next time McDavid's on the ice, just watch McDavid away from the puck and watch how many times he gets bumped by the Panthers. Like, their whole plan is, ref's not even looking over here, so we got to get in his way like four times before he gets to full speed and prevent him from doing that. So they're playing a very different style, I think, the Panthers are. And last night, I don't know, it felt like the Oilers could move all around almost the entirety of the game. Like, it wasn't working the same way. Like, they were shedding. It's almost like they were press coverage, you know, where you jam them right at the line of scrimmage and the Oilers were running their routes like to just release at the line of scrimmage. So if they could play like that throughout the entire series, I think they'll win it. We talked about last night. I mean, the Panthers got two goals right at the start that they probably shouldn't have even got. So that game could have been even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the interference call that was not called on Sam Bennett. I saw that in these Stanley Cup playoffs now, coaches' challenges are 0-4, trying to overturn goalie interference.
Okay.
So take that for what it's worth.
And then you get a penalty.
Right,
which Florida scored on last night. So, man, it better be pretty bad, I think, if you're a coach trying to call that the rest of this series.
Would it be nuts to say that, yes, you should get penalized if you challenge offsides and you're wrong, but no, you shouldn't get penalized if you challenge goalie interference and you're wrong? Then again, you might get a million goalie interference challenges because these coaches like to challenge everything they possibly can.
Well, they only get one? What's the rule on that? They get one challenge?
I don't know.
Throughout the entirety of the game?
You get one, and if it's right, you get another one?
Okay, that's right. Sure.
I make a point to not know the rules of how to challenge because knowing that there are words written about how these teams do this makes me mad. It hurts my heart how often there are reviews and challenges. But it did not feel like last night's review of the first goal should have been a penalty on the Oilers. In no way.
I had fallen asleep. Did the coach challenge the delay of game penalty? Because apparently you can challenge for the delay of game penalty.
Yes, I know. They added that in this year that you could challenge a puck over the glass, of course.
Yep. I guess that last night's looked pretty clear, though.
Yep.
So I don't think they needed to challenge that one. So.
Yep. So it's funny. You mentioned laughing in the face. That brings up memories of Travis Kelce coming over and laughing in the face after, what did he dive in the Bills game? Or the Bills got flagged for unnecessary roughness or whatever it might be. He came right over. Maybe it wasn't the Bills game. Kelce,
Was it the Bills game?
Was Milano bumped him? Who hit him? Somebody in the chat will remember this. Kelce does what he does. He flops, gets a call, and then gets up and claps and laughs about it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the vibe he had last night for that Edmonton player.
Okay. I do feel like I could see Josh Allen doing something like that.
Oh, for sure.
If he hasn't already.
Yes.
He probably has. Right?
Yeah.
I bet I could find it. I don't know what it would be, where it would be, but wouldn't you bet he's laughed in an opponent's face at some point?
After flopping? Yes.
After something.
I'll make it right after flopping. Yes.
Right, after flopping?
I bet he has. Because that's what Kelce did. I want to say it was against the Bills in the AFC Championship game. Or maybe it was Houston. Who knows? He does it all the time. That's, you know, in his bag of tricks. Anyway, good morning. 803-0550, our phone number, Jeremy and Joe. And, you know, watching last night's game. You know, let me ask you this about the Stanley Cup Final.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I can picture the Bills in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I will just be driving around and I will think about the Bills winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Does anybody still do that with the Sabres and the Stanley Cup? Can you still conjure it up? Can you do it the way that maybe you used to be able to do it when the Sabres were in the conference finals back-to-back years? Sure. You know, you're making the foil cups, you're bringing them to the arena. Does anybody still have the ability to picture it, to think about it? I used to have framed Stanley Cup final tickets in my basement, in my sports room, because when you were a season ticket holder back when they lost to Carolina, you bought finals tickets.
Oh, right.
I had.
And they were paper tickets back then.
They were
right?
paper tickets. I had tickets to Stanley Cup final games that did not happen. The Cincinnati Bengals were very mad about that. sorry. I'm going to settle that old score forever. Are you able to do it out there? Are you 803-0550? Are you able to really picture it and think about it the same way? Because I don't do it anymore.
I'm trying to think of the last time I would have done it, because it is so, it just feels like a totally different planet.
Yeah.
The hockey that is being played right now in this series and where the Sabres have been for 14 years and even beyond that, back to 07. Maybe that is the answer. Maybe I have not done it since I believed they had a team that could actually win the whole thing. And even when they made the playoffs a couple of times after Drury and Briere leave, I don't remember thinking myself that they – I don't remember in picturing them winning it with that team in 2010 or 2011. Like, I don't remember doing that. So could I do it? I don't know. Like, I'd like to. I'd like to be able to do it. I'd like to try to imagine what it would be like. But it's the trouble with that is it's been so long since you've even had a playoff game that I have trouble even imagining what it would be like for them to be in the playoffs, because it's been so long I don't even really remember it. I remember it to some extent, like the feelings of it and going down to the arena, even if you don't have a ticket for party in the plaza, and like what that is like. With the big screen out there.
Speaking of which,
what the arena is like for a playoff game, where, again, like, I guess I kind of remember everyone, you know, making noise every time there's a hit. You know?
Yeah.
Like, imagine that, where you get up and clap or get up and make noise during a Sabre game now, what, once every 8 minutes of a game? Once every 10 minutes of a game, maybe there's something to get up and cheer about. Whereas in a playoff game, three times a minute, because there's hits all the time and the energy in the place. I almost got to get back to remembering what that is like before I can step to, man, imagine them the finals against Edmonton, what that would feel like. You're hosting a playoff game. Here's the Oilers and it's the final and everybody's man, that's so foreign.
It does feel foreign. And another part of the question would be, if they were to make it again, do you think you'd start to think that again, or to be a little bit more like the Bills breaking their drought? They go to Jacksonville, and we're all just happy.
Yeah.
But no one at that point thought of Sean McDermott and the Bills as a team that was going to start to contend for Super Bowls. They were as far away as the Sabres are now.
Yeah.
In football, you need one player above all to get you thinking you can do it. In hockey, I mean, I don't know. It seems so far away. I was thinking about Edmonton last night, and there's McDavid and Dreisaitl. Everybody says, mm-hmm. What if the Sabres had won that lottery? What if they had taken Dreisaitl?
Mm-hmm. Is that Reinhardt?
Would anything be different if they take Dreisaitl instead of Reinhardt? Because he's, of course, an excellent player.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Dreisaitl and Eichel for 2 years,
yeah.
is it different? And that doesn't – I don't even like when people do that with McDavid and Michael, because it seems like you're defending the organization.
Right.
But the thought came to me last night. I'm just thinking back last night. Here's Edmonton. How are they going to win the Stanley Cup if they do? Among other things, a ton of high picks. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is like a high pick.
Yeah, first.
Number one overall.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember when Edmonton was the poster child for why picking at the top wasn't all it's cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do? They just kept doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And now back-to-back cup finals. You know, like...
They made a couple smart, savvy moves around those
sure.
two, which was needed because, hey, listen, like, those two have been elite players for a long time now. This is year 10 for McDavid, right, in the NHL? Like, we got a decade of this guy being in the league, and it's only really in the last, like, 3 years that they've seen... The level of success that they're experiencing now, where like they're winning series, they're making it to the finals. In the first, I mean, you go from 2015 to 2021. So that's what? That's 6 years, the first 6 years of McDavid's career, and they won one playoff series in 6 years and missed the playoffs, you know, three times
mm-hmm.
in that. Like, that's not a great operation. That to me is more, well, you just got the two of the best players in the world and you can't miss the playoffs that many times with that. Maybe that's what it would be. And I don't know that they would ever take the jump to where the Oilers have gotten now. If they had picked Dreisaitl, you know, who Reinhardt's a great player. Dreisaitl is a better player.
Yep.
They would probably be that at minimum. It would be, yeah, for a 6 year period. Those players are too good for you to miss every year. So there'd be no drought. Doesn't mean you would be making deep runs like this, but there wouldn't be a drought. I think I would feel comfortable saying that.
803-0550, your phone number, if you want to chime in on any of this. Edmonton wins last night. It's got me thinking about the Sabres. I thought Edmonton's party in the Plaza was kind of weak.
I
thought it was kind of weak.
There weren't a ton of people.
Well, not a ton of people.
Yeah. Remember, did you see Winnipeg's when they were in it in like the second round?
Yep.
Where they had that one street and it's like back, like as far as you can see. How many, like the people in the back can't even see the TV. You don't even know what they're doing there.
I'm sure the bars were full in Edmonton. And of course, the building's full and there's a lot of energy, but.
Yeah, a little strange though. Because we would expect, wouldn't you expect the next time the Sabres play a playoff game that whole plaza will be full?
I don't know about that. Half the question there would be, do we have to think they can win it? Because if they make it as the 7 seed or the 8 seed, which mm-hmm. we would all consider a great success,
mm-hmm.
and the drought's over, and let's get some playoff hockey, that would be fun. This is kind of my relating it to the Bills and when they broke their drought. We were just happy to be there. And the thing about...
very quickly, remember how many Bills fans went down to Jacksonville for that game.
I know.
There was a lot of like, all right, let's go. Like, and I can't imagine any of those people going down there thought that Tyrod Taylor was about to lead them to the Super Bowl.
No, but they could win that game. It's one game,
right,
and
yeah,
you're going
right.
to a Bills playoff game.
It was Blake Bortles.
And
too.
It's Florida. And what I would say about partying the Plaza right now is the last 4 times the Sabres made the playoffs... Because they've made it 4 times in the last, like, you know, 20 years or whatever.
Sure.
It was...
25 years.
Right, 25 years. 4 times. It was 05-06, we watched them be one of the best teams in hockey, and we thought this team can win the whole thing. We thought that.
Yeah.
And they beat... They win in the first round. They score a bunch of goals. They're an exciting team. 06-07, they win the President's Trophy. That team can win the Cup. The next 2 years, the first one, wire-to-wire division champs.
Mm-hmm.
3 seed, right?
Yep.
They're good.
The goalie's the best on the planet.
Yep. This team can do some damage. And then even the last time, best team in the league from the second half of the season on. From the day that Pegula took over, they were red hot. They were supposed to miss,
mm-hmm.
and they got super hot. Maybe we thought, what I'm getting at is, would we all, if they made it, would we all just get caught up in the moment, or would we all just have like the happy to be there kind of routine? Because those parties in the Plaza, the reason people are going nuts is because people think this team can win the Stanley Cup. I mean, that's 05, 06, 06, 07. It's more than just playoffs. It's our year, our time. And
uh-huh.
I don't know if this team makes it as the 8 seed. We get that same level of buy-in. I'm sure there'd be people that'd be very happy. The Bandits, they packed the Plaza. For what? championships.
Mm-hmm.
It's game three of the finals, and here we go. The Bandits are going to win the title at home. I don't know. I'm all twisted up about what we would do if they make it, because earlier this week I told you that making the playoffs would feel like getting promoted to another league.
That's where I feel like I don't think you need the championship part of it, where it's part of it because of the drought, because it's been so long, and because I just think fans would be so the euphoria of just being back at all would just sweep over everybody.
Yeah, just happiness in general?
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if it matters who your opponent would be, but imagine you're playing Toronto in the first round, or maybe you're playing Florida. Maybe you're playing Florida, and
you're trying to shock the world.
Let's shock the world.
Let's be Columbus over Tampa.
In reality, it's like, oh, this is going to be tough to pull this one off. And maybe there wouldn't be a lot of belief that you will, but just, you're back. You're back. You're in the league again. Feels like you're in the league again. And, you know, when the weather gets nice, when's the last time you went down to the arena in shorts? I mean, just want to do it for that. Like, I think people would not be able to control themselves. And even if they didn't think there was any chance they could win the cup, they'd still show up, and they would still, I think the place would be rocking, and I think the building outside would be full also. I think just making it. I think that's really all it will take, because people are just starving for it.
Yeah, it's such a town that wants them to be good. I mean, go back 2 years ago when Levi's on that run, it felt not quite magical, but it felt like it used to feel every night. Like, we got to watch this game. They're still alive. Is this kid? They're going back to the kid. Is he going to do it again? And had they made the playoffs that year, it would have been bonkers to make it that year. And Florida would have missed. 803-0550 and said Florida went to the cup final. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We'll do an NBA Finals preview today at 9 o'clock with Steve Ashburner, NBA.com senior writer Steve Ashburner. We fire him a call every once in a while, and he says, sure. So NBA Finals preview with Game 1 between Oklahoma City and Indiana is tonight. We'll get to that. It's Thursday. It's beautiful outside. Yesterday was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I was told there's going to be rain this weekend, but right now, I mean, you can't ask for better weather than you're getting right now. 62. I love mornings like this. Mornings like this remind me of the 100 holes, which is, by the way, three weeks from today.
That reminds me of when we are sitting by ourselves in an empty St. John Fisher under that pavilion, and just the fresh air is sweeping over you. And it's also not, well, sometimes there it can be like really hot and sticky, but usually not that early.
Usually
in the
before the sun's up are pretty good.
Yeah.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Can you envision the Sabres, you know, in a game like last night? Can you still do it? You can give us a ring on that if you'd like. Jeremy and Joe, your calls, bunch of other stuff to get to throughout the day. Again, Steve Ashburner, NBA Finals preview. Got a bunch of stuff. We've got as a goalie, because, of course, we had a controversial call last night. We'll see what Owen thinks about that non-interference call, and plenty more. Give us a ring, 803-0550 on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.